Yeah, look, look, you know, Limerick are a very good side. We know that. We saw the progress that they made last year. We know that they retain an awful lot of those players. 12 of the starting 15 are eligible again. So, you know, we're under no illusions that the task is a tough one, but that's why you're in sport, Lisa. You're in sport to take on a very, very good challenge and try and overcome it. So, that, you know, it's a very good draw, is the way we're looking at it, you know. Very, very good draw for Cork. Home game against the All-Ireland champions.
And, okay, looking at yourselves then, the Cork side you've assembled this year, how many players have you retained from last year's panel?
Yeah, well, you know, we had a very young panel last year, so we've 15 panel members that we had last year still available to us, which is great. And then we have a number of new guys who came in, some of whom weren't part of our plans last year, and some guys who came off a minor team from last year. So, yeah, it's while we have 15, it's a very different panel too, because I suppose of all the new guys have come in as well, you know.
Good stuff. A lot of talk at senior level, Damien, about how teams set up and how they'll play.
Yeah.
What can we
yeah.
expect from the Cork under-21s this year?
Look, a lot of people go on about setups, Lisa, and you know, and they analyse it in minute detail. But to be honest with you, the basics of hurling have not changed. The teams that are working really hard in all corners of the field, who are up for the battle, who are getting stuck in, and who are clever in the use of possession, they are the teams that that do well. And I suppose those are very simple truths, but they're still true today. No matter what set of people talk about, the team that works really, really hard to win the ball and who uses the ball intelligently, that's the teams that generate at the top tables here. So I suppose we're hoping to get that from our team and choose that we'll work really, really hard and that we will use the ball intelligently. That's our setup, really.
And when it comes to your team selection then, Damien, when will you announce your team?
Yeah, well, we'll announce it on Sunday evening, which is 2 days out from the fixture.
And how hard has it been, you know, as you try and come to that starting 15?
Yeah, look, it's difficult, Lisa, because we have, you know, look, we have a lot of competition and there's very little between certain guys. You know, you're looking for, you know, I suppose to select one guy over another guy. There's very, very little between some guys. So the difficulty has come in with that, that, you know, you can make a case for this guy and somebody else can make a stronger case for another guy. So it's down to that. So that's a good place to be, though, you know, that there is competition for places. And the guys are mad to play. They're putting themselves out there and they're fighting hard to get on. And I suppose that's a good place to be in. And I suppose that's where we are at the moment. The team isn't finalised because of that.
We're looking forward to Tuesday night. Damien, the very best of luck to you, your management team and the entire yeah. panel. And we'll talk to you after the game on Tuesday night.
Very good, Lisa. I suppose before I go, I suppose we are hoping for, you know, it would be great if a good Cork crowd could turn out on Tuesday and, you know, and get in behind the team, because, you know, teams do respond well to the crowd. And Patrick is a great venue when it's humming, you know. So I suppose hopefully that a lot of people will turn out to support Cork, you know.
We'd echo those sentiments. Thanks very much for speaking to us, Damien.
Thanks, Lisa. God bless.